right now on VFN TV, Steph Curry with the NBA from the Entertainment Mountain. We'll be talking about that. In addition, we'll be hearing from James Langford in the Government Mountain, and we'll be hearing from David Green, the Business Mountain. Why? Because VFN KB is all about taking the seven mountains of culture right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
NBA player Steph Curry, he is with the Golden State Warriors. He's at the Liberty University speaking to the campus there. By the way, his brother went there to play ball. And he's talking to them about what matters most. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is John Ramos. I'm going to go straight to the convention here where they're meeting, the convocation, where they're meeting at Liberty University. It's very encouraging, this whole interview. You got to see it. But we're going to take you, as he's answering the question, what matters most?
First, thank you to Liberty for having me. This is an amazing opportunity to be here. Having seen my brother be here for a little bit, and obviously know Chris for almost 10 years now, and hear him talk about Liberty and his experience here, it's amazing to kind of be here and feel the love and the vibe and the passion for Christ that's here. So commend you guys on creating that kind of culture and environment. And a part of that is, as you know, just being, you know, confident in your abilities and the platform that God's given you in life, and using that platform to shine light, you know, back to him. That's the only reason I feel like I do what I do, and I've been blessed with the talents to do what I do. And so that hopefully is, you know, first and foremost, when you watch me play, you see that light shine through. You see the joy that I have for what I do. And the perspective, like I said, that whether it's, you know, like a sign after I make a shot, or the verses that I write on my shoes every day, the Lord's blessed me with these talents to do something special, but it's not about me. And, you know, that is something that I want to my career and my life to be a reflection of, is his love and his grace and mercy. Whether, you know, winning games, missing or losing games, making shots, missing shots, it's all about giving glory to God.
It's all about giving glory to God. This is so important. We always talk about, if you're going to reach a nation, and God's called us to disciple nations. And to do that, we have to actually, as believers, go into the mountains. And there's basically seven mountains of culture. You have the first, we always talk about the first mountain being the faith mountain. But we also have, with faith, we got family, education, arts and entertainment, government, and business. And what you're looking at with Steph Curry, he's in the entertainment. When you see sports is really an entertainment, very popular entertainment for America. And he's in that mountain, you know, shining the light of God. He's talking about, I write scriptures, you know, on my shoes, and I give God the glory. He said specifically, the only way I could do those shots, he is the only, talking about Jesus Christ, is the only reason I do what I do. And it's so important to have that light there in the business mountain. That's a huge business.
In the entertainment mountain. Yeah, yes. Business as well.
Yeah.
But he says that God's the one that's blessed me with these talents, but these talents are not really just for me. They're to give him glory. Mm. And it's so important that we remember that, no matter what our platform is. Right. Steph Curry's platform and his mountain is an entertainment mountain. Yours may be business or maybe government. But whatever God blesses us with, it's for us to excel, succeed, to give him the glory. That's what matters most.
And that's what we're focused on at VFNKB. You can go to VFNKB.com to find out more details. But he's called us to go into the world and be light, to be influencers into our mountain of culture. And you may be called to be able to be in a business mountain, or called to be in sports, which would be the entertainment mountain, like Steph Curry is. Well, he's being light there. He's bringing God up. He's in a Bible study with the guys in the locker room.
He's not running away from his faith. He's writing his faith on his sneakers. He wants his light to shine.
Yeah.
And that's what we do at VFNKB. We are here to help you and empower you to share secrets and success and coaching and tips to help you shine your light for Jesus no matter where you're at.
And it reminds me, make sure you get the book. We have this free book available for you, just a small shipping cost. I Will Fight, 10 Strategies to Fight for Your Success in Your Mountain. I don't care if it's basketball, government, business, education, whatever it is, we have a strategy for you here. Now listen, I want to ask you this question. What are your thoughts about people like Steph Curry being this light that he is? You know, standing up in the entertainment, the sports mountain, entertainment mountain, and he's saying, I want to give the glory to who it is. It's God that's doing this for me. Comment below. Are you a Golden State Warrior fan? Are you a Steph Curry fan? Many people are. Maybe you're not, but it's a big deal if he's standing up and sharing his faith. A lot of people are dark in their mountain of culture, but that's a light. Steph Curry is a light, and he's doing what God said. Let your light shine. He's a light influencer, as we talk about. So comment below your thoughts on Steph Curry doing this, and also write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. Now, our next mountain we want to talk about is the government mountain.
Come on.
This particular man, his name is Senator James Langford from Oklahoma. He was in and helping so many things happen, including freeing the pastor from Turkey, you know, bringing him back over. And President Trump said he was here every single day telling me to basically, you know, do something, get him free. And just a powerful man of God. He was recently interviewed about, here's a man that was in, he was in the faith mountain as a minister, and then God calls him to go into the government mountain as a person of faith to be able to shine his light there. And he has been
an awesome light.
Oh, for his name will be written in the history books forever, you know. Yeah. He won't say this, but I could tell you, I mean, he's done some amazing things. You know, he was like the voice of reason during chaotic times, and he's got this voice, like he's some DJ voice or something, but he's not, never was. And so we're gonna go listen to him. This is somebody who's a believer that was ministering in the faith mountain. That was his job. But then the Lord called him to go into the government mountain. So he carried his same faith in the government mountain. He's being a significant light influencer in the American government. He's making huge changes throughout the government. Let's join Senator James Langford right now.
I was 22 years in youth ministry before I came into Congress. And knowing that a youth pastor is now a member of Congress either encourages you or terrifies you, depending on your experience with your own personal youth pastor and your own church in the background. But that's the perspective that I come from. And I have people all the time that will catch me and say, well, you used to be in a ministry position, but now you're in Congress. Now you need to set aside your faith because you're in a secular role, and you need to make sure you represent everyone and not talk about faith anymore. Faith was your previous life. Now this is the new life. And I enjoy smiling at them and saying, I need to introduce you to a document called the United States Constitution. And in that document, Article 6, not the Sixth Amendment, Article 6 of the Constitution says there's no religious test for any officer of the United States. Whether you're a mayor or whether you're a member of Congress or whether you're on school board, whatever you may be, any officer of the United States, any official, doesn't have a religious test. That means you don't have to have a certain faith, nor take your faith off if you have a certain faith, or turn your faith off. So for me, I enjoy getting in this dialogue because I've done something audacious enough. It's that I've tried to keep who I am. We have people that come to Washington and change, and I've told people, if you're asking me to set aside my faith, you're asking me to do what most of us detest, and that is to be able to become something you're not when you come to D.C. And so I believe that a person can live their faith, and to be able to practice that is a part of their ongoing dialogue. Not only do I believe that, I think that's essential in our culture, to have respect for someone that's sitting next to you that may have a different faith than you, and to say, I choose to live my faith. It's their right to live theirs. But we live in a very unique country where you can both have a faith, practice your faith, change your faith, or have no faith at all, and it's all as an honor part of our liberties.
What a wonderful light he is into the government mountain. It's so important when you think about it. When you run for office, there is no religious test to run for office, which means this, by the way. If you're an American citizen, you have a right to express your religious freedom according to the First Amendment any way you can.
Freedom of speech.
So there should be no religious test on you in the schoolhouse, you know, in the workplace, anywhere you are, you should be able just to express yourself freely about your faith. And so that lie that's been told historically over America for 8 years, it was told, it's a lie.
It's a lie.
The truth is that you have a free, as a citizen of America, you can have the freedom to be able to worship, you know, the freedom of speech, the freedom to gather. You don't have to check with the government before you gather.
That's right.
And if you run for office, if you're a pastor today, but God wants you to be in a political office tomorrow, that's not a negative thing. If he's calling you to be a light in the government mountain, if anybody needs light, it's Washington, D.C. It is
absolutely
dark. So what are your thoughts about Senator James Langford? What are your thoughts about how he's expressing himself and how he's been a light influencer in government and stood up for America, the Constitution? I mean, for every American, because you stand up for the Constitution, you're standing up for every American. We want to hear from you. Comment below about that. Talk about Senator Langford. Talk about what he's doing. Share your thoughts. Is God calling you into government? Maybe you want to share your thoughts about that as well. And also write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. We love hearing from you. And finally, I want to remind you of this. Don't forget, our podcast is on Spotify now. You can go to Spotify, search for VFNKB. You're seeing it right here. And you can go right to our podcast. You can hear us every single day throughout the world. Also, you can go to iTunes and find us. And it's just amazing. We 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, bringing hope and light into the hearts and homes around the world. John, what's next?
Well, listen, when you're on the podcast, don't forget to rate us on iTunes. Yes. 4 or 5. We like 5 the best. When we get back from this break, we're going to hear from founders of Hobby Lobby, David Green, and his wife.
The Business Mountain.
In the Business Mountain, and all the wonderful things they're doing and have been doing to let their light shine. You're going to be so blessed and so encouraged. Join us in a few.
We'll be right back.
I want to talk to you about our book. My book is out and it's ready for you right now. I Will Fight, 10 strategies to fight for your success. Listen, so many people in the world understand if you're going to be successful, you got to fight for it. And many people who are believers and Christians think that just success falls out of the sky. But God has created the earth to respond to your labor. He's created the universe to respond to you believing in faith in what he's going to do. So I share in this book very specifically about biblical fights that have happened, but also got 10 specific strategies to be able to help you. I don't care if you're a CEO. I don't care if you're a congressperson or a senator. I don't care if you're a janitor, a business owner, a teacher, a pastor. If anybody knows needs to know how to fight, pastors need to know how to fight for success and define, you know, what success is. But I talk specifically, and I begin in this book, is about how God spoke to me and why I'm writing the book. God showed me specifically in a dream, a prophetic dream, several dreams, but one was that he has a wealth transfer coming and he wants to deliver wealth to his people, but they don't have the character and the integrity to be able to manage that wealth. He told me that he's been getting a lot of money and wealth to them, but it goes right through their fingers like holes in a bowl. So they have to learn how to be able to develop strategies, biblical strategies, to be able to be positioned. Why? Because a great harvest of souls is coming, and it's going to take many, many dollars to be able to bring in that harvest, and it's going to be God's people who will fund that. And so he's looking for people that are willing to say, I want to be positioned. This is all about being positioned for great wealth. And it's not necessarily great wealth in money. It could be great wealth and influence, whatever God has entrusted you with. So get your, it's a free book. You just cover shipping and handling. We want to send it to you for free. And you can go to vfnkb.com for all the details. You can see it on your screen. But listen, it's here. It's right here for you. Wonderful thing. How many nuggets? I mean, maybe 500, 600 yeah. wisdom nuggets in addition to the success strategies. It's yours now, vfnkb.com. I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the David Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to vfntv.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFNTV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there. You can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And it's just something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partner for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We're going into the mountains, thinking about how we can impact a culture. And we do that by going into the mountains of culture. We talk about that with family, with faith, with education, with government, with arts and entertainment, with media, with business. And you're looking at right now the business mountain. When I think about someone who's really impacted the business mountain with the gospel, with light,
no doubt. The
gospel would be David Green, the Green family.
Absolutely.
Who built the Bible Museum, who built the Hobby Lobby, this great company that sells wonderful things, but also blesses so many people with it. As a matter of fact, let's join David Green. He's the founder of Hobby Lobby. His son and him founded the Bible Museum, one of the tallest buildings outside the Washington Monument now.
At the tune of $400 million.
In Washington, D.C., and I got a chance to be there for the grand opening, early opening of it, and it's a beautiful place. You got to go. But the man we're about to hear, Mr. Green, David Green, was the one responsible for making, because he said yes early on in his life about being him and his wife. They've made this major impact. Now their sons are carrying. It's just amazing what's happening. You can do this too. Maybe you're the next David Green or the next Steph Curry or the next James Langford, right?
Absolutely.
It's time. Let's go listen to David Green now as he shares about how it all came about. Take a look.
The beginnings of Hobby Lobby was really a manufacturer that we borrowed $600 to start manufacturing little frames in our garage. And from that point, we opened our first store. And from that time to today, we now have 520 stores. Our sales are $3 billion. We have no long-term debt, 22,000 employees. So we really feel God's blessings has been upon our company. It is our desire as the owners of this company to do everything we possibly can in terms of helping strengthen the families of our employees. We've been through a lot of different schools that we give anger management for people. We've Dave Ramsey's classes on how to handle your finances. We've had over 1,000 individuals to take that class to help our employees. So we do a lot of classes. We have 4 full-time chaplains now that work not only in the stores but also here at the corporate office. Of course, closing on Sundays, real important to us. Giving our managers a 5-day work week is very important to us. Closing at 8 o'clock instead of 9 o'clock, so maybe a parent can tuck their kids in bed before they go to bed at night. We do everything we possibly can to be a help to our employees of how that they can structure their life based on biblical principles. It's not something that's forced on anybody, but it's there for them if they would like.
It's just something that was natural for us to do, is to include that in our business principles, the way we raised our family. We just felt like whatever we did, we wanted to do it for the best. But it's just a part of our life that is, we can't separate it from our work and our family life.
My convictions enter into how we run our business. The convictions on how we treat others. To do unto others as we would have them do unto us. So we're always asking those questions. Today, in fact, we've had vendors call us and they couldn't believe it because it would be a long each. And they would send us $8,000 or $10,000 more than they should. And our people are advised to let them know longages as well as shortage. It's a conviction that we have based on sound biblical principles. And so in every area that we feel like that would be something contrary to God's word, that becomes a conviction for us. And just caring about our people is a conviction. And so we want to love people, and we want to be an example the best we can to be a Christian example to all of our employees.
Powerful, powerful. Look at it, a $4 billion company, over 500 and some odd stores, 520 stores.
Yes.
Has over 1,000 people that attended the
Dave Ramsey
course, which of course Elijah and Jonathan and
Isaiah.
I heard Isaiah right here with us. Dave attended it. Of course, Elijah turned me on to listening to him. He used to be really different. Now
he's a change.
He's a changed man. But
interesting about Dave Ramsey. David Green, founder of Hobby Lobby. I went to a business conference with him, and this man really follows through. He said that he really wanted to give his company to the Lord. And he had so many people. He said, I heard this, and so many people were advising him, Christian people, not to officially do this, but he did it on paper, corporate papers, right. Gave it to the Lord, and spoke to every single person in his family, uh-huh. Sons, grandchildren, and they all had to agree
right.
That they were going to not receive any future funds
right.
Entitled, because he said, this is God's company.
Right.
And I don't know if my, you know, great, 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 great grandchild is going to be following the Lord. And this
right.
Company belongs to the Lord. And it's just a beautiful thing. So they've set up in a trust.
It's easy to give a $100 business to the Lord. But if you give a $4 billion business to God, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and this is the business moment. We talk about this is like a huge reward for us to see and to hear how David Green has focused on being such a huge influencer in the business mountain. He's infected all the other mountains with his light as well. But
no,
think about this. When you read in the Bible about men and women, what they did, and you look at the perspective of what David Green has done, that's a big swath of history book that he's impacted for the glory of Jesus Christ. That's so powerful, including all the children, they say, in regards to fighting, you know, the Obamacare mandate to be able to abort
Absolutely.
Your children, having to pay for that. They said, we're not going to pay to have children aborted.
They were looking at a $36,000 fine
a day
per employee per year.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Well, listen, I want to hear from you. What are your thoughts when you see people like David Green? Realize, because he was faithful, he started with $600 with his wife in the garage putting frames together. Despise not the day of small
beginnings.
John, so many people. Some people want to get there to this $4 million company, but they don't realize it starts with $600
That's right.
And in your garage. And I think I talk about that in I Will Fight. I talk about very specific struggles people are having, because this is where people see. People see where they want to go, the summit. They see that, and they see where they are, but they don't understand the journey you need to go on to get there.
That's right.
So they spend a couple of weeks, a couple of months, maybe a year or two somewhere, and they go, well, we're just making frames. That can't be. And God's going,
yeah.
If you'll stay faithful to it, if you'll dedicate this company to me, this business, this car dealer, this carpentry, whatever business you have, you know, give it to God. And now you're working with God, and what you're doing, it becomes more meaningful.
That's right.
You become a ministry. Your ministry at your employees, you're actually ministering to them and wanting their marriages to be good, wanting their finances to be good. You're caring about your customers. You're caring about the environment, which means you're impacting the environment and also the government of the people. I mean, it's a powerful thing you can do.
Yeah.
But it begins with you saying, I'm going to commit to fight for my success. Get your free book. We have it for you. Just a small amount for just shipping it to you, right? The shipping and handling. It's called I Will Fight, 10 Strategies for Your Success. And there's a wealth transfer is coming, because God wants to get wealth like he did to Mr. Green, David Green right here. But we have to position ourselves, and we have to be men and women of integrity and character like David Green and the Green family, so that God could get money to us, and it actually stays with us, and actually we're able to impact others with it.
We believe you're watching this program today because you're one of those folks that God wants to use.
Yeah.
And so get the book. Go to VFN, you know, KB.com and get it, because within it you're going to find this book, over 500 wisdom nuggets, tools, strategies that you're going to need to implement step by step. It's going to bring you great encouragement, because everybody, like you said, who wants to climb up the summit, they just don't have a roadmap. They don't know how to get there.
Or they want to fight, too, to get there as well.
That's right.
And some people, John, by the way, are also, they love audio. They, you know, necessarily are a text reader. And of course, we have the book for you, but also you'll find out when you're there, you'll be able to have a chance to get the audio version. And some people like to listen more than, or read and listen. And I'm going to sit down and make available for you. We're sitting down and making available for you. At least around about 30 minutes where we're talking about taking things deeper to help you get a better understanding of each of these strategies. John and I sat down and be able to do that for you. So there's so much stuff available there. You can find out at vfnkb.com. I will fight 10 strategies to fight for your success. Comment below about David Green. Comment below about what you're doing in the business mountain. How are you being a light in the business mountain? Have you dedicated your business to Jesus Christ? It's so much better showing up at work when it's no longer your work anymore. It's God's work. You know what I'm saying? You're showing up and dedicate your car, dedicate your home. Just give it up.
Everything.
It's his anyway. You know, but dedicate it back to him. And all of a sudden you're doing it with God instead of for God. Comment below. I want to hear your thoughts on David Green. After this break, we're going to continue talking about how you can impact your mountain and get your free book. Join us after the break.
We'll be right back.
U2's Bono wrote Gloria in the 1980s, and over the years, 10 or more other songs with biblical references, many from the Psalms, In Yahweh, Beautiful Day, and Grace.
Bono's admiration for the Bible extends significantly to The Message, a version by Eugene Peterson, a version Bono says speaks to me in my own language. The two met recently in an interview prompted by a video message from Bono to Eugene Peterson, who had never heard of Bono or his music until receiving a thank you video message from the famous musician. Peterson says he felt Bono is a companion in the faith. Both spoke of their introduction to the Psalms as children, with Bono commenting on the brutally honest joy, sorrow, and confusion that sets the Psalms apart.
Engage with the Bible, this book of all books.
Brought to you by Museum of the Bible.
This is Just a Thought with Ravi Zacharias.
I've seen people with the platitudes and the scriptures teach all kinds of things, and at the end of the day you say that life is not in order. Why is it living this way? And you begin to wonder whether it all works at all. Think of what our Lord went through. It took him so long to get one person to give him the right answer as to who he was. And the same one then denies that he really knew him. And one goes and betrays him. It is a tall spiritual battle, and the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to pull down enemy strongholds. My challenge to you is, with all of the training and all of the preparation intellectually, if we put the same amount into our spiritual disciplines in our private life, then we go with the mixed arsenal that comes from God.
Helping the thinker believe and the believer think. For more information, go to rzim.org.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Be sure to go to vfnkb.com. You're looking at the website right behind us. Right, some amazing things for each of the mountains. Maybe you're called into arts. Maybe you're called into business. Maybe you're called into government. Maybe you're called into media like we're doing right here, impacting the world with VFN TV and so much more. You go to vfnkb.com to find out more details like that. Listen, I want to pray for you right now. Can I pray for you? Just receive this prayer. Father God, I pray a blessing right now over our audience. God, touch this lady, touch this man, Father God, touch their family, Lord God, touch their business, God, touch this governmental leader, Lord, touch this pastor to begin to see all seven mountains and not just the faith mountain, God, to encourage people that are in each of these mountains to be the light shining, light influencers they're called to be, God. And Lord, we pray, bless Steph Curry, bless James Langford, and bless David Green and all those that are in the mountains. Thank you for them, Father God. And Lord, we ask you, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at vfntv.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
John.
Yes.
There's this, you know, the Shekinah glory of God, the presence of the Lord, just awesome. There's a song that you know, we sing as believers, and we've sang, it's been around for a while now, but it's called, right, you know, Shekinah glory come down, where you're calling down
the presence of God, you know?
The glory of God.
Yeah, I remember in one of the VFN churches that they were gathered together and they were in worshiping, and there's a brand new a person, their fellowship, and they've never heard about the glory of God or the Shekinah glory of God. And so everybody's singing that song, you know, Shekinah glory come down, Shekinah glory come down. And, you know, and it seems like everything's okay. But you know, halfway through their gathering, this person leaves.
Right.
And then, you know, what was going on? What was happening? You know, so finally, maybe a couple weeks later, the pastor goes over and sees the person and talks to them and finds out what's going on and says, well, you know, I was talking to my father, and I don't know who Shekinah is, but, you know, we're not really into worshiping any of these gods. And it was just so funny. They actually thought that it was Shekinah, that they were actually worshiping some god called
Shakira.
Shakira or Shekinah. And, of course, she was able to explain what it was. It was so funny. You think about it. You're saying, like, where is the Shekinah or Shakira? What's going on right here?
That's really funny.
It is hilarious, isn't it?
Yeah.